Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Susan Essential Self-Care on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio. We are also airing on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and I think Spotify and Google Podcasts and all the rest. So we are so grateful to have you joining us today. So today we have Dr. Frank Lawless, and I will bring him on. And most people who know me know that I'm usually technically challenged, so there will be a moment. Good morning, Dr. Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Jody. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm rolling with the punches today. It's been happening since 5 o'clock this morning. So let me, you know what, why don't, because I think you do a better job, share with the world about your background, who you are, what you do and why you do it, you know, for the people who are tuning in for the first time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I kind of reviewed my whole life history here. I basically got my PhD when I was 28 from Texas Tech University. I have a master's degree and a bachelor's degree. My bachelor's degree was in mathematics, of all things. So I have a kind of a dual major in statistics and economics, as well as a psychology. So I got a mixture of training. And I've had really a very fortunate career in basically getting aware of some leaders in the field of psychology. I have personal relationships with Dr. Carl Rogers and several other major thinkers in terms of my travels. And have had wonderful explorations in in things that I didn't know was possible. So kind of a rundown, I've taught at five different universities in APA approved programs, and also worked in three or four different medical schools.
Wow.
What?
I said, wow. So which medical schools were those?
Well, one was Texas Tech Medical School, and I also worked in Stanford Medical Center in pediatric oncology.
Wow.
I also worked in University of Texas Health Science Centers in Dallas and San Antonio as an associate professor, and have worked as an adjunct professor here at TCOM in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow,
osteopathic
okay.
medical school. So I've done my rounds in terms of academia. I've also written about 20 books.
20 books.
What's that?
20 books?
20 books.
Wow.
And over 100 refereed journal articles in areas including economics as well as statistics and things like that. So I have a broad background in terms of doing things in psychology and especially in the college arena.
Mm-hmm.
I also taught in public schools back in the beginning at Andrews, Texas, mathematics. So that's kind of my academic background. I've also had the opportunity. Well, let me kind of back up and say, when I began to enter psychology, I wanted to understand the various approaches, the Freudian approach, the transpersonal approach, and so forth. So I basically became a patient, if you want to call it that, in terms of understanding my own self and learning from the experts in those particular arenas. So I've gone through a whole series of approaches that each have added to my experience as well as my self-understanding and added to my resilience in the field, because sometimes one thing worked better in one arena as opposed to another. So I've become, if you want a word, certified.
Mm-hmm.
I've been certified in a variety of different approaches, and I have to go back to the basic ingredient of Rogerian, because that's where I started. And it also, I worked at University of Arkansas Research Center and specialized in studying Rogerian therapy. So I have a pretty in-depth understanding of the central ingredients and how it pertains to each of the other approaches. But I guess I would describe myself today as more of an existential type therapist, because I really have a sense of how our self-understanding, our personal missions in life, and meaning of life, has really is the backbone of our psyche, if you want to call it that.
Like our mission, our vision, our personal, the reason we get up in the morning to do what we do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And of course, part of that is the populations that I've worked with. I've worked with cancer patients. In fact, I was director of Cancer Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico for a while. And I also worked with addiction in a variety of populations, including the Native American as well as the other populations that come into an addiction center, and have been consultant with several over the years. I've also worked with chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
I was director of several works in the nation in terms of working with chronic pain, and I feel like I have a particularly special interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with several kinds of problems. I'm good at some things and not so good at other things.
Welcome to the club. Well, and so it's interesting. So you have this vast experience in so many different areas. And, excuse me. So, and, you know, and then in terms of a university setting, and now you're in a clinic setting, and you work with, you know, cancer, chronic pain, addiction, stress, anxiety, and really, you know, you've been about the human condition since the very beginning, right? And how are people able to be resilient? How are they able to push forward in the face of adversity? And so we are here today in a situation in the world where just about everybody, if you're not, I'm surprised, is facing adversity today, right?
Well, that I think that I have to blend in a little spirituality here. I think that there is plan for each one of us as well as all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for some reason the creator developed a kind of a series of challenges that each one of us has to face. And within each challenge is the blessing.
Thank you. Hey, I'm going to bring on Dr. Debbie Green real quick. Hold on. So, Dr. Debbie Green, how are you?
Hey. Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning? Wow. I'm just, you just said something that just shot major energy through me when you said creator has this perfected design to actually put us in the most challenging moments in our life, but then to bless us after all. I'm like, thank you, God.
I look at that as God showing off. Right? Like showing up and showing off about
yes.
how much he has our back.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The creator knows all. He knows all. He knows
mm-hmm.
all. In the midst of it, yes.
I know that and I'm not going to share my stories today, but maybe it'll end up that way. But
mm-hmm.
what, you know, I was born Jewish and converted to Christianity in 2018, baptized in 2019. And I'll just say that it was years of me watching God show up and show off. And the funny thing is I had my mother in heaven at first, and I'm like, yeah, not. I mean, not that she doesn't have influence. Don't get me wrong. She's a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah,
let me tell you.
She does.
Yeah, so she's a powerhouse and, you know, understood. So that's just, you know, I'll just say that. So if anybody's listening, I feel that someone here in the world needs to hear this message.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be Jesus. Like, you know, I believe in Jesus. Like, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, trusting your God, trusting your higher power. Like, we don't have judgment on that.
Right.
We just want you to live to your fullest potential in the, you know, in the area that worked for you, right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's funny that you say that because, see, one thing about the belief core of a human being as we grew up, as we were raised, you know, as we reared, you know, through this thing, I call it the birthing journey because that's really what it is. You know, we're starting from the womb, not even being able to see, I mean, by the naked eye. Then we come in and we evolve into this wonderful, you know, matter of a person, right? And with all that being said, we're literally traveling through life. I mean, you know, you have these uphill climbs and you have these deep valleys. And, you know, I always look at it as ripples in the ocean. And when I talk to my patients, I say, are you having a ripple today? I say, don't be concerned. I said, the ripple is only there to let you know how strong you are. You wouldn't know if your strength, turbulence. I said, well, look at an airplane. An airplane is going smooth across the pavement. And now it says, buckle up, okay, because you're getting ready to take down. I said, how do you expect to get to the highest levels of your mind if you don't expect to feel turbulence? Even an airplane feels turbulence. And they said, you know what? Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I said, well, this is your turbulence you're feeling. Your depression is your turbulence. Your anxiety is your turbulence. Your addiction is your turbulence. The question is, are you going to allow it to master you, or are you going to master it? Oh, my goodness. It takes them to a whole nother plateau. I'm a little different, Dr. Wallace, you know, when it comes to practitioners and clinicians, because I think people don't know their strength, you know, and they get in this woe is me victim mentality. And my word is, I'm so sorry, that's not an option for you. I don't let them play with you. I don't care how low they come in there. They can be cycling in depression for years. I'll just take that option from them. They come in there and I said, if you're going to cry, let's get it all over with. Because guess what? I'm only giving you 3 days to cry, and that's it. I said, after that, it's time to move. Chop, chop. We don't have time to sit here in the pity party. And, you know, the whole group of other ones, they've already been converted. So they're like, you know what? You better listen to Dr. Deb because she wants that. And, you know, they get it. It's like they have to be rejuvenated just like a plant without water, without sun. I love on them. Oh, I love them so much. I love on them. I talk to them independently when they're getting ready. When they're having a real struggle moment, I said, come on, let's go. Let's go into the room. They already know what the room is. All right, tell me all about it. Let's get it out. I want it all. I want all the childhood trauma. I want it all. You're not leaving here until you empty out. I don't want you to leave with nothing. And so they, yeah, that's what I do.
Tell the world what you do and why you do it.
Oh, my God. Let me do the why I do it first.
Sure.
I do it because I understand pain. I do it because I understand adversity. I do it because I understand challenge. I myself had to go through certain things before becoming and evolving who I am. So that being said, you know, I actually, my career is surrounded by mental health. I've been in the mental health field pretty much 15, 20 years. But really and truly, I've been in it longer than that. Before I even became a clinician, I actually loved the mind. I loved the way the mind worked. I loved the subconscious part of the mind. So I had to go and study the dysfunctions of the mind as well as the things that cause it. The function of the mind. So that being said, I put myself at a great challenge. I went back to school in my late 40s. And my children were saying, Mom, are you sure about this? You want to do 8 years? I said, yes, I am. Because I have to make a difference in someone's life. I always tell my patients, if I save at least one, I've saved a generation. It is not just that one person, because that person is going to go in the life of another person. And it travels. Healing travels. So I do it for the betterment of just love. You know, that's how I express my love to the universe. I give my love to people in many, many different ways. Sometimes it's tough love. Sometimes it's critical love. Sometimes it's comforting love, advocate love. I mean, it goes on and on because sometimes we lose our voice and we need someone else to speak for us.
Oh,
and
amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yes.
You know, and I'll just share real quick, Dr. Debbie, I don't think you know this. So this is my journey. Let's see. I was a bodybuilder. The middle picture is also me.
Okay.
I lost my voice, and so the scientist finding my voice.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, found health through integrative care, right? So actually more holistic. But finding your voice is so important. And then knowing when we are supposed to use our voice on behalf of somebody else who can't find theirs, knowing when that to walk that line. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes,
yes.
sometimes we just need to advocate for people when they can't advocate for themselves.
Absolutely. I've spoken to families, so many families that didn't understand mental illness. They think that that person, they're just going through something, they'll get over it, they'll do this, and they minimize the difficulty of working through any disorder, any dysfunction, any addiction. Because it becomes a part of that human being until they realize that it isn't. But in their mind, they think that it is. That's an everyday process of removing. I call it shredding the old self.
Wow.
Because, you know, just like you went through, I believe we evolved, Jody. We evolved into different things. And it takes our mind, actually, like the same mind you had as a bodybuilder is not the same mind you have now. You evolved, and you evolved into different
yes and no. It's interesting, and then we're going to tie this back to our focus. The mindset I had as a bodybuilder and as a gymnast is all about precision.
Mm-hmm.
And that has never changed. My root is about precision.
Right.
Doing things precisely in life to achieve a specific outcome. Because without
yes.
precision, without intention, we don't have that. So the focus today is on self-discovery. So
yes.
this is a perfect intro. And, you know, Dr. Frank and I were sharing last night, and I shared with you, Dr. Debbie. We want to talk about today what awaits us after the pandemic, right? And what does it look like? Is it a hybrid economy? Is it a hybrid school system? Is it an improvement? Are we accepting defeat? And all of this is about self-discovery because we're having to relook at our old reality, pull in the stuff that we need for our new reality, release the stuff that no longer serves us.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we now interact with everybody because there's a divide, and how does respect fuel into this new dichotomy? Because I think respect and it went out the window and invasiveness came in, right? So Dr. Frank, do you want to start with
sure.
yeah
okay first of all, let me kind of give some kind of scientific basis for why I'm saying, and that is that from the 20s we developed the Industrial Revolution, which means that we began to create assembly line mentality. We developed the unions in terms of developing some interpersonal issues and growth. So now we're faced with really an interesting facet of the year-long pandemic where we've had to become virtual reality. We taught virtually. We created jobs that basically we stayed at home. And interestingly enough, it helped our economy. The Dow Jones has gone skyrocketing. The satisfaction quotient for employers and employees have really risen. And so now we have come to realize that we're going to eventually come back to normality. But we aren't going to come back to normality because we're different. We have gone through a year of major shift, not only in terms of our self-concepts personally, but also in terms of just looking at the data, the scientific data that shows that there are some advantages and there are some disadvantages of the technologies that we've learned. For example, I've spoken to a lot of employers that are at their wit's end because their employees are not interested in coming back to the plant. And this is the way they've always done it before. But yet we've created this massive kind of approach where we teach in a different way, we work in a different way. And so I think that my whole motto is, as I said earlier, behind each chaos is a blessing. So we need to look at what we're blessed with. I mean, we've gone through some pretty major problems in terms of just the disease itself, the COVID virus, and tackling that, which is a struggle in itself. But what have we learned? What is the bottom line of how we're going to use this information in a different way? And as I've gone through and I've talked to various business people, and I asked them, I said, you look at the data and say, what have you learned and what are you going to change? And they're mystified. The whole world is totally mystified by this challenge that we've gone through, and the disasters didn't happen that we were fearful of.
So we have to demystify it, right, for them?
Yeah, well, this is kind of a personal endeavor of mine to ask this question of what's going to be the new norm? How are we going to treat each other? And some of the aspects that I've learned is that the problems that have come up from the younger generation, in the sense that they have not had that experience, that face-to-face experience of learning to work together.
Like in the schools, in the grade school?
I'm talking about the whole level. Mm-hmm. We depend so much on our social relationships in terms of learning, in terms of working. And I hate to say it, but the old timers seem to have adjusted a lot easier than the youngster in terms of dealing with this new technology of working and working together and working for yourself. It's going to be a brand new world.
Yeah, and we have 1 minute before commercial. Do you want to share, either one of you, some thoughts on that before we go to commercial in a minute, or?
Yeah, Dr. Green, would you share?
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, in 1 minute, it's going to be really hard for me to do this. But
well, go to commercial and you can have more than a minute. How about that?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, give me 1 second here. So let's see here.
With a place of peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy, and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, we are back.
What? I like that commercial.
Thank you. Yeah, didn't know why I was making those when I made them, but they ended up coming here. I was just called to do it. So
that's right. Well, the universe knew you had to do it, so it always be. The universe is always proactive with us. Most of the time, we don't know consciously, or I call carnally. We may not know, but the universe always knows. So just kind of give you a brief of what I see, because remember, it all was. We're all evolving. That's what we're doing. The whole world, every person on this earth is evolving. I was mentioning earlier the cocoon stage. In 2020, it really started in the end part of 2019, and then it started to evolve into this area where everything started to slowly stop, okay? So you got to remember, we are in a habitual microwave society. Everybody wants it now, and everybody wants it fast, and they want to keep moving no matter what, because it's habitual. You see what I'm saying? So
totally. And that's a great analogy. And actually, yes. Naima's in backstage. I'm going to add Naima to our thread, who's our executive producer.
Absolutely.
So there we go. So I love the analogy of a microwave society. And before you go on with that, I want to just make a distinction about microwaves. They're not just fast, but guess what? They also zap all the nutrients out of your food.
Correct.
Yeah. So carry on.
And give you radiation so you don't need
And if anybody needs an alternative to the microwave, just reach out to me after the show.
Gotcha. So that being said, as we are in this cocoon and we are forced to be in there, because it's not because something we want to, every person that is used to moving, used to doing whatever, had, like I said, had to reformat their lives. And not only did we have to reformat our lives, then we had to watch this chaotic gloom that we didn't understand, because social media told you one thing, the television world telling you another thing, and then I hear all the other background talk of what people think it is. So people are totally confused. They have no idea really what's happening. All they know that people are dying. That's a scary place, right? Because they're caught up in their homes, and then they said don't move, So get everything, stockpile everything, because they don't have any idea what's happening. What is it doing to the minds of the people? It's causing this thing called fear to emit, to be very intense. Just because someone is quiet, that does not mean they're not dealing with fear. Fear is one of those things that change and transforms a human being without them even knowing, believe it or not. So as we are traveling down this vehicle, here we are, we're in 2022. It looks like, this thing might be something we might need to get ready and get used to it, because it actually went past 365 degree level of just time. Okay, so what are we doing? As Dr. Frank Lois said, we are adapting to the new normal. Okay, this is the new normal. But guess what's in this new normal? Grief is in this new normal. Confusion in this. And everyone is, I mean, I hear it from my patients. We don't know what's happening. Uncertainty, which is another thing of fear, is in the new normal. So the only way we're going to get through this is to try to keep ourselves in a posture of life. The posture of life says whatever is going on in the hurricane, you are to stay in the eye of the storm. That's the posture of life.
So tell other people who don't understand that, what does that mean to stay in the eye of the storm of the hurricane? What does that look like for people?
Well, it looks like this. We got to say what's out there in the world. It was chaos before the pandemic, okay, as far as I'm concerned. But,
thank you.
But it's just that I personally believe that all, and this may be a little far-fetched, but I want to answer that question first. When we become too emotional in life, you have your reasonable mind and you have an emotional mind. Those minds are supposed to intertwine with each other, which gives you a wide mind. And a lot of times we get very emotional with everything that we do. I don't care if it's deciding what kind of food we're going to eat, to dealing with our families, our workplace. Everything is a tizzy, okay, about everything. So the goal is to get yourself, and I call it using the power of pause. Allow yourself time.
That's the word we use in our household. We always talk about putting on the pause button.
Putting on the pause button as much as necessary to give yourself time to process what you're doing, how you're living, process. Because when you're emotional, you're not processing. It's all impulses, all impulses. And so you want to try to, and it's an everyday practice thing, just like riding a bike. You got to keep doing it until you build up your endurance and you feel like you're out there and you're doing your thing. But you pull yourself back in areas where you feel really stressed. You know, you got to be gentle. You have to show self-compassion, especially in these days. And everything that's happening on the outside, stop allowing it to enter the mind. Everything else, you know, we hear it. This is our video and this is our audio. When we literally allow it to go from an external situation to an internal conflict, now it's inside of us and it disturbs our spirit. It disturbs our soul because we hear it and see it doesn't mean we have to actually consume it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That's huge. So I coach people to be the observer, right?
Yes.
Just like step aside, look in, be the observer so that you don't have to consume, as you say, the energy.
Right, right. And I compare it to a room. How I gave it to, I compare it to a room. Now, you know the room has got a whole lot of chaos in it. You know, saying you have a choice. As I tell my patients, I said, a lot of times you can go in the room, but you're not allowed to stay. If you want to peek in there, that's fine, but you are not allowed to stay. You close that door and you stay in your place of safety. Stay in your place of comfort. Stay in your place. I call it staying in your lane. Stay in your lane because that may be your driving. And if you don't stay in your lane, especially if you're not putting on a turning signal.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna hit the collision, right? So we stay on our lane because what's out there in the world is going to happen. It's out of our control.
I'd like to kind of add to that. It's important to stay in your lane. However, that doesn't mean you shouldn't use your voice. I don't want people to confuse staying in your lane with not using your voice. Because a lot of people hear that, I think, as they're not allowed to use their voice. They quash their own selves because they train themselves to not speak about their truth. So you can stay in your lane in terms of a lot of things. It doesn't mean you don't have the right to speak your truth.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So I would say, and of course, I'm just so grateful, Jody, that you have brought this subject to the forefront. And, you know, greetings to Dr. Frank Lawless. Your comments really help us see why we got to this point. And, of course, I know that you are now to the room. Is this
You're cutting home. Out, Naima.
Is my sound?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
tricky. One of the things that brought us to this point, as Dr. Lawless was saying, is that we have allowed ourselves to give away our power by creating this industrialized culture. Our children are factory raised. You know, the schools that have defined what our children are going to think and believe and know and be prepared for. We have.
You know what, Naima? You're still cutting out. I'm wondering if a workaround might be to mute your phone and have you stay on StreamYard, but speak through the radio.
Okay, we can do that. Let me see.
And we actually have a caller too as well. So
let me go back on the radio and see how I mute my mic and still be heard.
Okay.
I might not be matching my voice.
All right, so I'll mute your mic right now, and then I'll take a caller while you're doing the technology, okay?
All right.
So we're going to take the caller 336-350. Good morning. Welcome to the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio, and this is Jody Susan with Self-Care. Who am I speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Jody, can you hear me? Oh my goodness. You know what? I did not push anything, and I'm out here by this tree. I'm out here by this tree called the California pepper tree. And I'm doing ceremony, and I did not push one or anything. So the universe must have pushed it.
And yeah, there is Mama A-Z. For their listening and visual audience, we have Mama A-Z, an amazing soul. And so happy to hear your voice. So you didn't actually have a question, but is there anything you'd like to contribute real quick to the dialogue?
Of course. You've just given me a confirmation. I'm out here doing ceremony with this California pepper tree. And for those who do not know what the California pepper tree is, look it up. I'm here at Devon Gables at a nursing rehab home, and I did not push the button, and I was just thinking to myself as I'm doing ceremony and burning sage how grateful I am to be able to chime in to you guys and just listen while I'm doing ceremony. This is just too much, man. This is just awesome. So that's what I want to contribute, and I got chill bumps. And do I hear Dr. Green?
Yes, ma'am. And you also hear Dr. Frank Lawless. We have Naima, but we muted her just for a minute because she's working on her mic.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
And I'm going to show everybody the California pepper tree in a second here so that everyone else can understand.
I'm in California pepper tree, but I'm in Georgia.
Okay. Well, there's a sister who her name is Renee, just like my niece. And I don't know where she's out of. It may be Cali, meaning California. But she does all kinds of potions and tinctures and wellness medicines with this California pepper tree. And family, I don't know how in the world, this tree is huge, but I'd like to see if the universe will send somebody to help me cut it up into 7 pieces for the ceremony for the elders who are on your order, Dr. Green. It's amazing what's happening here while I'm going forth on my journey. But tell us about, can you tell your audience about the California pepper tree, please?
Does Dr. Green know about the benefits or the spirituality behind this?
This is all new to me. I want to know.
Yeah, do you know Mama AZ or Dr. Lawless?
I personally, this is kind of a new era for me, although I am very aware of a lot of ceremonies that have been used in this regard. And a lot of positive things have come out of it, but I'm kind of naive.
Yeah, I'm going to research the California pepper tree today.
Well, I'm looking it up right now.
It's new to me.
It is
this
new.
This tree came down in a hurricane that we had here in Tucson, Arizona, at Devon Gables a couple of weeks ago, and my chair stopped on me. I'm in a motorized wheelchair, and the man came, and I asked him about. He came to help me get back in my room because my chair had went out of juice. Anyway, I said, what kind of tree is this? And he said, it's a California pepper tree. So immediately I connected with one of my students in Ohio. And in seconds, she sent me a video with Renee and her medicines that she makes from this tree. And it's amazing. I think this is a sign because there are a lot of people here who would benefit from this medicine at Devon Gable.
Well, I'm going to stop you now because I can't bite my tongue anymore. For the people who don't know Mama AZ, let me just like clue you in. She is a very, very spiritual woman who seems to manifest what she wants when she wants it. So I am just going to show you what I just uncovered about this tree. No surprise, Mama AZ, okay?
Okay.
Beneficials for amenorrhea, so, you know, people with menstrual, bronchitis, gingivitis, gonorrhea, gout, tuberculosis, tumor, ulcer, urethritis, wart wound, and urogenital and venereal diseases.
Wow.
Yeah, and so so you are no surprise to me. Like you blow me away. seriously, it's like crazy to me. So now in traditional medicine, this tree, the leaf, roots, fruit, bark, and resin have been, all of them are used in those diseases that I mentioned. It's also used for wounds and infections due to its antibacterial and antiseptic properties. Holy crap. Also used as an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I need to know that.
Toothache, rheumatism, menstrual disorders, it's for your eyes and rheumatism, you know. Thank you. Also an expectorant, diuretic, and it's used in folk medicine to treat digestive or disorders. So what I want to say, okay, is this. You were just gifted.
I have to find this. Oh my gosh.
And Naeem, I'm trying to, okay, so your mute thing, I'm going to remute you. So yeah, so there's no coincidences in the world, Dolly.
Thank you. You've just given me confirmation as to move forward with my campaign concerning this California pepper tree. Thank you.
Okay, so we have, one second. Naima, are you able to use your voice yet on?
Can you hear me?
I can, there's an echo. So let's go back to StreamYard and see if we can do that. Oh, and I think, okay, so there we go. So now speak again. Now, let me unmute you. Okay, go ahead.
Did you
hear
that better? Okay.
Okay, whatever worked itself out.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I probably had some windows open that was growing from the internet stream. So, well, there are no accidents. I firmly believe that. And now is the time for us to lay out our plan of what we want the society to look like. Based on that.
It's doing it again.
Yeah, it is doing it. You say now we want to lay out our plans for what we want society to look like.
Right, right. And I'm going
to Yeah, it's cutting out again. Not sure why.
So energy's be good energy.
Well, okay, so I'll do my thing. So I'll bring in the spirit guide. So let's do this. Okay, all the guides, please come in. Naima's guide, Dr. Green's, Dr. Frank's guide, come in. Please have our technology work at our current vibration level. Okay. Is that complete? Okay, give it a shot.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's the time inside me.
There are no accidents. So we need to know that we are being assisted by an unseen realm. And the plan for Earth is that we evolve out of the dark energy that we have been struggling with for centuries, for eons. And now we are evolving to a higher level of existence. And so many of these structures that did not serve our highest good are falling away. That includes the health industry, the educational industry, all of these things that have been profit-driven and service-driven are being dismantled. And so rather look at the
we're losing you again. So I'm not sure what that is. So why don't we move, while you work on your technology, perhaps Dr. Frank, do you want to share? Because we were talking about the advantages and disadvantages of the technology and what we have learned and how we need to demystify. And then Naima, when you come back, we'll talk about how we, or we could just carry on your conversation until we fix the technology. How do we recreate a new reality? What does that take? And I think what we want to talk about is mindset. Like, how do we shift our mindset to create this new reality? Dr. Frank?
This is basically, it goes back to what Dr. Green brought up. That is, we need to basically be in the eye of the storm and not panic, not fearful of the future. Now, that's easy to say. That's a lot easier to say. And I've also been a victim of my own fears from time to time. And I have to be reminded that there is a safety in terms of love. In fact, let me just kind of relate to a personal experience. In 1995, I died. I was basically had a severe heart attack, and I was designated as being dead for several minutes. In fact, they called my wife, and they told me, told her to to bring her widow's outfit because she was about 100 miles away at the time. So during that time that I died, I felt immense love, immense, and all I can say is sweet love. And that was a real impact on me because I was stressed at the same time. I had been president of this college and I really didn't like what I was doing. I was not in harmony with myself. And basically, I was reminded of this tremendous love that surrounded me. And I think that my whole thoughts, many of my thoughts have gone back to this same thing of being calm and being accepted and accepting the challenges that are around me. So that was a big part of my life and still is, because I think that the research, especially in a special research done by the government called Secrets of Champions, that they looked at the top 1% in the military and also in the Olympics, and they found that what they were different than the other people, the rest of us, is that they basically entered the life in a parasympathetic mode, which is basically the same thing as what Dr. Green brought up, and that is the whole notion of being calm and being loved and accepting the challenges in a creative way. And I think that much of our nation has gone through a fear response, that we tried something and it didn't quite work. So I want to get political, but basically one of the challenges that Barack Obama brought to us is the challenge of loving and caring for each other, regardless of racial identity. And I think that many of us tried that. We were excited about that. We had a leader that said this is going to work. And then all of a sudden it didn't quite work to our expectations. So we go back into a fear response. And that's kind of where we are now, especially in terms of the epidemic, as well as our own children in terms of the school danger of being sick. This is exactly the same issue that we face when we get panicked and we make bad decisions, not only for ourselves, but for those who we love.
Well, so really good point. And like, I've been there too, right? That's why I created the Place of Peace, because I was having panic attacks, operating in fear mode, anxiety, stress. That was my life, like, I don't know, 50 years. So so the point is, when people don't see a path, they go into fear mode. And so I think this is, and I can either go, I'm going to go to the Place of Peace and get it if you don't have it right at your desk. I think showing people how to get their brain in a theta state, which is, do you have your blog with you?
No, I don't.
So
I don't
have
it.
The Place of Peace, which is like 20 feet away. And once, I mean, because I think it's really important for people to know there are tools out there that don't include drugs to help you calm, that allow you to pause, that allows you then to create a new reality because you have the wherewithal to think it through. And I think there's multiple ways to do this. There's meditation, there's essential oils, there's the bog, there's going for a walk in nature. So everything from free to not free, but and like all of that. So talk amongst yourselves. And then I do need to actually run a commercial. Let me just run Zelda's commercial real quick here.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
So, and I guess you should probably run one more commercial here. You know, so that's Zelda. Zelda Robinson will be on with us shortly. Zelda is a stress relief coach. She's amazing and has she's a cool journey. And actually, Dr. Frank, she uses your BOD to help her release her past. And she was actually, I don't want to use the word victim, but I will say, well, so she experienced, because she doesn't have a victim mentality, okay, of slavery, right? And as a child. And so instead of having it stop her from being her best self, she continues to rise up. And so, like, you know, and that's what I think people want to look at. We have this adversity, and we have a choice in the matter. And the choice is you can sit there and wallow in your stuff, or you can find a way out and get the friends you need or the therapist you need, whatever, to help you through. So looking for all these commercials are like 5 minutes long. So, oh, here's one for 1 minute. So Vieta, who's our Friday and Saturday host. Let me just run that for you.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
So, Dr. Debbie, before we go into solutions, would you kindly tell everyone what day you will, because Dr. Debbie Green is one of our hosts, our new host, Dr. Frank, and what day of the week are you on?
Thursday from, well, it's 8 a.m. my time, because I'm on the Eastern Central Time, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And what is the focus of your show?
The focus of the show is to bring a fresh response to just mental illness and helping people to understand what it is and how it affects our lives and solutions that they could, practice strategic. I don't like using the word coping skills, because coping skills is just saying that I'm coping with this because it's not going to go away, you know. And I think mental illness is one of those things. It's a two-sided sword. You know, you have your biological chemical responses, and then you have your psychological behavior actions of yourself. The psychological part is built on, you know, habitual everyday activities are just the way you are, your perception of the world and yourself. There's not a pill or injection for that. So the thing about it is, even if you're on psychotropic medication, if that's something that you have to be on for whatever reason, you still have to balance in the psychological part of yourself, in the spiritual part of yourself. And a lot of times what I see in my patients is that they think there is a pill that fixes all, and it doesn't work that way. You know, you have
not
to have
not even kind of.
But,
well, I mean, it's hysterical because they gave me 19 pills and they didn't work, right, all at the same time. So
yeah.
I'm here to tell you two things. I'm training with Amen Clinics right now and in brain health, which I will be getting to today. Andrew's flying somewhere. I don't know. His flight was grounded. But I'm training in brain health. And I'm just going to insert this in here because thwarted me, and I actually had to stop training on Sunday because it was so hard for me to hear. So it was 1997 when the SPECT scan came out. Now the SPECT scan is a scan that measures the over and under activity of the brain so that you can see and define whether or not someone had bipolar versus ADD versus toxic brain. I had toxic brain. I was diagnosed having bipolar and schizophrenia. And then you have a choice in the matter. And as I understand it, Amen Clinic leans more towards using supplements, which is very nice. And, you know, they keep drugs as a backup when you have to, but they try to really go with a more spiritual and a drugless approach. So using, you know, food as medicine, exercise, spirituality, and things like that. But the thing is, this was available in 1997, which is happens to be also when I was misdiagnosed, which also happens to be when my brother had a seizure on the beach and ended up having a brain tumor. So the message that I'm getting is that there's this huge community that's not looking at the brain.
Correct.
They're diagnosing it, but they're actually not looking at it, which is flipping crazy to me. So crazy that I needed like a few days to process that. And so, I mean, because I was in an upset, because it took 2 decades of my life, and it took 2 decades of my brother's life, and then eventually just killed him. So if we can shift our mindset that our brain is our executive center, it's our CEO, it's your hard drive of your computer, and you need to love your brain and not be embarrassed by your brain and treat your brain as the most important part of your body. And the reason you want to do that is because it controls every organ, tissue, and cell. So if you want something different than what you got, keep listening. Right? Keep listening. If you want something different than what you have today, we got another just under an hour left, and I'd like to talk about solutions. I'd like to talk about, you know, how to calm the brain. And then, you know, I think we need to all talk again, because I don't know if we'll cover in this, but what are some steps that you can take? I know I use vision boards to create what your vision is for your future, not based on the past.
Are you talking about particular kind of techniques that that we teach our patients to regulate our brains and to gentling process for our creating our parasympathetic senses?
So answer yes and yes. You know, like if there's that, there's the bod, there's the oil, go. Yes.
Well, I think that I'm most excited today. I'll be different tomorrow. But one of the things
okay.
I'm very excited about is humming. I have about a dozen different articles on my computer that talk about the new sensation of learning to hum and therefore creating nitric oxide in your brain that basically counteracts inflammation.
What? Okay, wait. So we're going to use humming, and repeat that slowly for us, because I want to catch that again, because I'm actually going to try to...
Because I want to hum.
Yeah, I want to hum, and I want to type it in the comments. Okay, so first I'm going to write humming, and then I'm going to do colon. Go ahead. I'm going to be your scribe. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure what to repeat because I can't remember
that last piece you said
about the science.
What I'm saying is that humming goes along with the physical research of inducing higher levels of nitric oxide in your system that basically battles inflammation. So a lot of the with regard to problems with your respiration, problems with allergies, with a lot of other issues that become toxic to your brain, basically are counteractive. Now, we also want to include the whole region of breathing technique that focuses on, again, humming as kind of a more of a resistance to the exhalation, which is actually the more beneficial phase of the breathing, which is, like I said, breathing out the stress, breathing out the tension, breathing out other kinds of things. So and we also have the harmonic, which is was a big issue with regard to the whole notion of centering our humming on various parts of the body. That's called toning.
Harmonic, so centering our breathing or our humming.
So that you basically can focus your humming in terms of the level of humming. In other words, the lower the hum, the more it gets lower in your body. So if you want to relax anxiety, for example, and a lot of your anxiety issues that relate to your stomach, to your belly, hum so that you can feel it in your belly, and you will part of that sensation will help reduce anxiety and stress. If you want to relax your shoulders, there's a higher hum that you can find in yourself that will basically relax your shoulders, and you don't feel so much responsibility and guilt and fear. So that you through your humming, you can have your own self-discovery of your own physiology in terms of the level of your hum and also the volume of your exhalation along with it. So you're talking about a whole range of benefits you have from the very simple act of humming.
Okay, I want a demo. You don't get to tell that, not do a demo. So this is cool. Hold on. So basically, I just added that to use the volume and the level of the humming basically to help the body heal itself, right?
Yes, that's right. And we used to hum a lot our labor in terms of doing our labor, such as when I used to hoe cotton, for example. I would hum most of the day just to kind of entertain myself.
Oh.
And as it turns out, that humming reduces anxiety. It also increases creativity. And it lowers, and it does you know, magic things. But it's very simple. And so when you try to sell that, you know, to a person that wants a more complicated psychic explanation, it's a hard sell, but it's very powerful and effective in terms of finding that level of security and fear reaction.
So I'm gonna say I don't. So I don't think it's a hard sell because it doesn't cost anything.
Oh my God, it's a vibration.
So how do you figure, so we know that the vibration of love in Jesus is at 528. How do we go
how
there?
How do you know it's moving though? That's what I like. How do you move it?
Raise your voice.
Yeah.
So you can get in your crown chakra.
Oh, I get it.
So I need it here.
Yeah.
I love this.
The higher you go, the more it moves upward, and the lower you go is the mind.
I love this.
This is going to change. This is something really great to bring to the patients because they're going to really be excited tomorrow when I see them because they're going to be coming.
Can we do one more?
Well, keep in mind that most of our spiritual religions have humming.
Yes, Buddhism, I believe, has humming.
And so does Judaism?
Judaism, too. Okay. Wow. Interesting. That is so good to know. Oh, my goodness.
This is cool.
I got one thing to say. I got to say this because it's welding up in me. I am a certified deaf doula. I have to tell you this, Dr. Michael. As soon as I saw you, I mean, I knew it was something miraculous about you. And then when you just told your story a few minutes ago, I was like, okay, universe, I know my intuition is so much on point. You were born again. Oh, my God. And, you know, when we go to that place that you talk about where you felt nothing but immense, overpowering love, we have a choice right there. And the Creator gave you a choice. You could have continued to travel, but He also gave you a choice to come back because you were not finished yet. It was something you had to complete on this earth. And it's so much, and because you have so much in you that you have no idea what's getting ready to come. Oh, my goodness. It's so overwhelming. And I'm just here to be just a messenger to let you know that, you know, regardless of what went wrong, regardless of what went right before that even happened to you, regardless of past situations, this is the grand opportunity for you to just take and seize the moment. And I know you felt that as soon as you came out of that area and began to heal physically, mentally, spiritually, but you evolved into a whole nother life pattern. Many don't get that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? We talk and we hear about near death or going to the other side so many times, but to cross over and go into the spiritual realm and then come back and be fully in flesh suit, miraculous. I'm so honored to know you. Oh my goodness. We have to keep in touch. Oh, that's just so beautiful to me. I just want to let you know that was just,
Well,
it makes life worth living here, stories like that. It does.
I really did not want to come back.
I know you didn't, but you did anyway. I'm so glad you did because I would have had an opportunity to meet you.
And I don't want to press anybody into suicidal thoughts.
No.
But
no.
There is a sense of knowingness, and I don't fear death at all.
And
yeah,
that
so
the reason.
Interesting.
That's why.
So yeah. I think we all have that in common. I don't fear death at all either because in 2013 I didn't die. I was so close to death that I got that the only choice in the matter is to keep moving forward. KMF, keep moving forward. because the alternative isn't any fun, number one.
Yes.
And so once you've been there, you know. And, you know, my brother, who eventually did die, died twice. You know, he was a chiropractor, and he died twice, and I know he came back because he had to teach the hospital system about nutrition and about food as medicine. And so I'm writing his book, you know, about that. I mean, because, you know, here he is as a chiropractor. He was given 1 year to live. He, after having this brain tumor, he lived for 23 years because of his nutritional habits. And when he went into the hospital, he never came out and lived for 11 months on their zero nutrition plan. So I know that he lived as long as he did to teach the world a lesson. And then, oh, I have to be, this is where I step in. I'm his voice, right? To share his story about the importance of not only nutrition, but the proper nutrition, the organic nutrition, you know, because if you're taking a bunch of capsules that are vitamins, but they've got genetically modified organisms in it, your body doesn't know how to process that, and it gets stored in your fat cells, and then it's, it manifests as a disease state, and you get to choose the disease based on your genetics. So there you go. you know, so that, you know, there's a message out there for people.
Yes.
I love this. Can we do the humming again one more time? Because I like that. Okay. So should we practice to do it at, do you want to do like your sacral, or do you want to do the crown? What do you guys want to focus on? So we give people an idea for the tone.
I guess.
Your throat.
I mean, throat chakra.
Okay, so let's all focus on humming and get it focused on the throat chakra, because people do need to use their voice. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, go. Hum. That's interesting. Hum. Wow. I hope y'all are trying this out there. Wow, that's powerful.
It feels so good, actually.
Yeah, I can like do that a lot.
That is absolutely amazing, because, you know, my daughter sometimes suffers with anxiety, so I'm going to help her to get that the deeper that hum is, because she usually has a little nausea in her stomach from time to time, and I know that's what it is. That would tremendously help her in that area. Wow.
So I'm bringing on Zelda Robinson. She is our Monday host. I am so excited. She is my soul sister. I love you. Let me bring you on. Hi, beautiful.
Zelda. Good morning, everyone.
Dr.
Frank,
you remember Zelda?
Yeah.
And
I was up editing late until early this morning, so I slept late today.
It's all cool, honey. It's all cool. We all do what we can when we can. You know, like
I'm looking at humming, inducing higher levels of nitric oxide, which reduces inflammation. Wow, I missed that.
So we just did the humming again. So, I mean, this is just, I could spend an hour on the humming. I'm just
Oh, I'm definitely going to hum later on, for sure.
Humming as a person, like, that kind of humming?
Yeah, so you can actually focus on a body part.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on a chakra, like we just focused on the throat chakra, which is really cool, not what I needed, but I needed the crown chakra. So I was, the first time I did it, I focused on my crown. So like, so it's a higher vibration, to higher pitch, lower chakras, lower body parts.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can do it. It's like you can feel it in your tummy when you.
What was that?
I will be humming all day. Thank you. I love it. Hum, hum, hum.
Well, so now, and I wanted, like, let's talk about the stomach for the moment. So I know this is a lot of people that hold their stress and their anxiety in their stomach. So for your stomach would be amazing, right, Dr. Frank?
Well, that goes back to bioenergetics, which is basically kind of creates a somatic, kind of a somatic puzzle of your emotions and your various organs. And the stomach, I've studied bioenergetics for some time and found that it's true that a lot of your emotions, especially when you get stressed or afraid, are centered in your gut.
That's true.
It's not new.
So I want to say this. So first of all, I love that we have really easy tools for people to bring calm, right? We talk about meditation, essential oils, humming, breathing, using the BOD. And now I want to say that this is the next step. And if you guys have other ones, I want you to pipe in, okay? The next step to recreating your future, not based on this past, but based on whatever new reality you want to have, okay, because maybe your current reality isn't working, okay, is to create a vision board. Now, a lot of people have created a vision board, like with they cut pictures out of magazines, totally fine. I don't. What I do is I get on my computer and I use PowerPoint, or you can go online and get an application. It's free, called Canva. Whatever your computer comes with, there's tons of free graphic stuff out there. And then I go to the internet and I copy images from the internet and I put them into that template. And then I add in words that motivate me to manifest my vision. And matter of fact, that is how I manifested my boyfriend, soon to be husband, right? So I'm supposed to go to the court today, but he's in to finalize the divorce, but the plane didn't cooperate. So but the point is that I manifested all these things by putting it on a vision board, and then I slap that vision board. This is important, guys. Don't miss this step. Print out that vision board. That's why I don't like cutting it out on a magazine. I want you to print it out from your computer and paste it on the refrigerator door. Paste it where you office. Paste it where you get dressed or brush your teeth. Paste it everywhere. Paste it in your car. I want it everywhere. I want it so you can't stop thinking about what it is that you desire most.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Be a force in the matter of your own life.
Practice reminds me of the time that I was a lot younger, and I went to this conference on how to make yourself rich.
Nice.
I wanted dollars. And so what this guy said, well, this is the trick, is that you decide what you want with your money. In other words, do you want to go on a vacation? Do you want a new car? Whatever. And basically create that picture. And like you said, put it on your refrigerator, put it in your car and so forth. And focus on that every day. And make that your priority, and it does work in that way. Except that I got crossways with my goal. What happened was that I I looked at the picture and I thought, well, that would be nice to have, but that's not the priority of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically was kind of like a kind of personal psychotherapy, which said, what do you really want? What do you really want? And that kind of led me into a whole therapy model that was based on love, based on interaction, based on caring, and a big study in quantum physics about love. And
cool.
I can talk a lot about that too. But basically what that technique did was brought me into the consciousness of what I really want, not what I think I want.
Mm.
Nice. Right. Yeah. And you make a really good point that it takes time, right, to really think
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
Zelda, absolutely. You were going to say something, or was it you, Dr. Debbie?
I'm listening.
I was going to say that that's, again, that evolving mindset. Because what we think we are carnally is one view of perspective. But what we are actually creatively, spiritually, and destined, that's a whole nother mindset. And sometimes, as I said, when we are traveling on this road called life, we are experiencing so many things in the course of a day. I once did a study, and I wanted to find out, how much data does the human mind take in daily? Over 2 million data, I mean, hertz of information per day, per day, and that's a lot. Because we're constantly, I mean, just driving, I call autopilot the subconscious. A lot of us are living autopilot lives. We're not living conscious, eyes wide open, making power choices or power moves. We're living also subconsciously lives of our childhood lives. I know a lot of people that live in childhood life, they're still living that same core value, belief as a child, as an adult. And they don't even realize that because they think that, you know, they don't, it's not a self-awareness there. So what you're saying, Dr. Frank, is just so surreal because, like you said, you don't know until you go to that higher self, because the higher the self, the more you get closer to the purpose and the destiny, because those things have a process to go through. And I think a lot of times we have to go through a series of discomforts, again, turbulence, to experience that. And unfortunately, people look at pain as this avoidance thing. But pain is not for that reason. It is not just to tell you about your strength or to evolve you, but to help you grow. And so I tell my patients, never be afraid of pain, because if it ever makes you afraid of it and you ever fear it, you will never expand in your horizons of life, and you'll always be stuck. You'll be stuck. As soon as you feel it, you'll run away.
I have to tell you, you set me up so well, because I have something.
Oh.
So two things. I'm going to run a quick commercial, and then I'm going to run a video that we all know and love. Okay? So
okay.
We'll do that real quick.
Tucson Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Tucson Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Okay, so I'm going to share a really cool video. And let me see if I can do this right, because I know I can. So it's what we can learn from lobster about stress. And it's from Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky. Okay.
Bushy animal that lives inside of a rigid shell. That rigid shell does not expand. Well, how can the lobster grow? Well, as the lobster grows, that shell becomes very confining. Right? And the lobster feels itself under pressure and uncomfortable. It goes under a rock formation to protect itself from predatory fish, casts off the shell, and produces a new one. Well, eventually, that shell becomes very uncomfortable as it grows, right? Back under the rocks. And the lobster repeats this numerous times. The stimulus for the lobster to be able to grow is that it feels uncomfortable. Right? Now, if lobsters had doctors, they would never grow. The lobster feels uncomfortable, goes to the doctor, gets a Valium, gets a Percocet, feels fine. Never can't off its shell. So I think that we have to realize that times of stress are also times that are signals for growth. And if we use adversity properly, we can grow through adversity.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I just want to play it again.
I know him so well.
So I want to say this.
I love that.
I know.
I'm not against any brand. I like the brand. This cottage.
Oops. So something else is running in the background.
The lobster analogy. I love that.
Me too. And I didn't know that about lobsters. And it never occurred to me that they had to cast off their shell in order to grow. Because, forgive me, we eat lobsters. And so... And I didn't know how they got so big. But so when people have discomfort, I want to just say this. So for people who are listening right now, if you're driving your car and the engine light goes on, are you still going to drive the car or are you going to take it to go get checked? Right? So here's the thing. If your engine light goes on, and I'll define what an engine light is. If the engine light is a headache, a body ache, stress, crying, anxiety, pain of any type, it could be, your engine light could be diarrhea, it could be constipation, it could be hives, it could be eczema. These are all engine lights. These are not problems. These are the gifts. They are a gift to you for you to stop and pause and check it out and see what's going on. Right? Anything you ladies and gentlemen want to add to that? About the engine light and all that?
Well, I had an engine light come on this morning when I got up, and I couldn't figure out why I had a headache. And I very seldom get a headache.
Same here.
And it dawned on me that while I'm editing at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know how you go to grab a snack and an apple wasn't available and I grabbed some potato chips and it's like, okay. So all that salt just sat in your body overnight while you were not moving. So it didn't get a chance to circulate. And that's why you have a headache this morning. What did you put in your body at 2 o'clock in the morning? You should have been drinking water. You should have been asleep, but, you know, I'm on a timeline with the project, though.
So self-awareness that you have, talk about your self-awareness. Talk about the time it took.
Oh, wow. A lifetime. It's an ongoing project. It never ends. I'm listening to you talking about the vision board. And I have two vision boards, I thought I only had one. I have two, one in the living room and one in the bedroom, but it's like now. Actually, I do have one in the bathroom. I just thought about that. It's just not a formal vision board. So thank you for that, Jody.
You're welcome, darling.
I didn't see it as a vision board. I just saw it as something in my mind. Okay. I got that.
Yeah. I'm creating mine. I'm still... Me and my patients worked on the vision board like maybe a couple of weeks ago, and mine is on top of a shelf. But, you know, now that you say that, I'm going to take it out of my office, and I'm going to go ahead online, like you said, and print off what I need to put on that vision board. I'm going to do that this week.
So I want to add to that now. So we are evolving, going back to what you and Dr. Frank said, right?
We're always evolving.
So this is another reason why I put it on Canva or PowerPoint or some sort of free software that you can make available to yourself. The reason you want it on a digital thing that you can print out, you need to be able to modify it. Because you're going to achieve your goal, you're going to take that one off, put the next one up, right? And or you're going to shift. So Dr. Frank was saying, well, you know, I thought I was looking for this, but really I was looking for love, and I was looking for compassion, and I was looking for these other things. So part of creating the vision board is also the self-awareness about what you really want and need and are manifesting in life. So you'll create something and you'll either take something off or add to it or give a better definition so there's clarity so the universe can support you in bringing it to fruition. So you want to be agile. Sorry, go ahead.
And I know what you said. To be true, because I've had to take some old pictures off. This is an old vision board I had. I'd take some old pictures off and put some fresh ones on. And when I put the fresh ones on, that's when things begin to materialize. And it's like, okay, yeah, it works if you work it. And I know what you say to be true, especially about the husband part, because before I got married 13, 14 years ago, I put in my Bible exactly what I wanted in a man. All of the characteristics. I didn't ask for the physical. Yes, I did. I said, tall, dark, handsome. And that's exactly what I got. It took some years because I was busy working on me. And that, it shows up when you least expect it. So I know it works. I'm living proof of it.
That's right. It does.
Oh, go ahead.
And when you least expect it, that's when it happens. It's like you... It's always in the back of your mind. It's really not at the forefront. And we don't realize that we are operating from a subconscious level. So, sorry, I didn't mean to bore you, Dr. Frank.
did he yawn? He may have. Dr. Frank, did you yawn?
No. I said, I'm agreeing with you. Absolutely.
And the thing is, when I manifested Andrew, I manifested somebody who would make me laugh. He made me laugh so hard I pee my pants. So I know that's TMI for most of you,
yes.
But that is okay because we're real here on self-help here.
I pee in my pants too. I laugh so hard. We're adults. We can say that. He's always around, especially when I'm doing the show on Monday morning. He'll come in, and I'm trying to be serious. He'll come in and make a face. And I'm
that's beautiful.
Yeah, I can really hold myself up.
Yeah, and he's calling me on the phone right now. He doesn't know that we're live on Facebook, so I just put it on speakerphone so he can hear.
Jody, you created a new standard.
I did?
Yeah.
Talk to
in
me.
In other words, how can I make Susan pee in her pants?
Andrew is so flipping funny. I couldn't even have a man. You know who he reminds me of? I have a younger brother. His name is Gary. He's actually a world-renowned photographer. He was the official photographer for 9/11. And he started off as an actor and a comedian. And Gary and I, we got along kind of as siblings as younger. But when we were older, the reason he got my attention was because he was so funny. Like, he was so funny. Like, when he went away and came back, he became who he was, and he was so funny. And the one thing that the Susans have is humor. And, it kills – well, it doesn't kill me. I don't want to say that. It floors me, right? It brings me to my knees of laughter when I listen to my brother Gary. And Andrew's kind of no different. And I'm like, you must have some Susan genes in you there somewhere. he has to hold me up because I'm laughing so hard.
Oh,
And laughter is so good for the body.
God, it is.
You laugh, you feel better. That's one of the main ways to release stress. That's why I always like to look at something funny. Tony loves the shoot 'em ups and the... Well, he likes all kinds of stuff,
but I
can't watch something crazy at night before I go to sleep because I realize I have nightmares.
Same here, yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be. Remember the commercial? Safe and restful, sleep, sleep, sleep. Was that a couch commercial or a bed commercial? Mattress commercial. I don't know.
I think it was a mattress commercial.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Frank.
What?
So, Zelda just mentioned that people, like, she said she can't watch violent shows, especially before bed, because it makes her have nightmares. I bet you or Dr. Debbie probably can shed some light on that. I really want people to understand that, because I don't either. I don't actually watch it at all, ever. So do you want to share what that does to the brain? Anybody?
Well, I can testify in terms of our issues about sleep patterns, and that is that our sleep is supposed to be restorative. And so what the brain is faced with in terms of sleep is basically resolving issues. So if you're watching violence, and your brain has to rid itself of basically the struggle and the stress of what you've been watching. It has to complete its action, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Well, we have to cleanse it, like. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It cleans itself up. And that's one of the things that if you're going to get excited about something, it has to be cleaned up. And one of the ways of helping that process is by listening to the heartbeat while you sleep. And that kind of patients up that way of basically balancing out your life and restoring your unity within yourself.
Well, I'm going to play the heartbeat. Recognize it, Dr. Frank?
Well, that's drumbeat that has some remnants of the heartbeat and what we often use for our patients who can't sleep or have nightmares.
Yeah, so this is the heartbeat rhythm. It's by Dr. Frank Lawless, Mind Body Solutions, and I think you can get this on iTunes.
What's that other sound in there besides the heartbeat? What's that? That right there, what is that?
Oh, what's
well,
the, oh, I don't know, Dr. Frank?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I heard the heartbeat. I thought that was a part of the whole sound. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Speaking of sounds, I have a question, Dr. Lawless. In the treatment of my boss, which I will be having my experience as soon as I'm out of here, I have a question. Ta-da! When the first time I had the experience and I took the headphones off, can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed there was still some, and I thought it was the headphones, and I took the headphones off, but there was still some activity in my brain.
Great question. I always forget to ask.
Buzzing, and the first thought that came to me was your brain fried. You know, crazy things come. Like you're frying your brain. I'm like, I don't think I can fry it any more than it already is. I just need to put some extra virgin olive oil on it and make it sound like
coconut oil, preferably. Go ahead.
Coconut oil, yes.
But the bod was engineered based on a brain model in which you basically took the vibrations or the rhythms of the specific stresses that you have and modified them with a rhythm that they basically counteracted each other and basically came out with a overall third rhythm that basically gave you the relaxation. So it is, a lot of people have that feeling in their heads that their brain is actually creating a new pattern for relaxation.
So what you're saying, let me just make sure, because part of it cut out, so I'm going to reiterate and make sure I understand this. Plus, I want to be able to explain it to somebody else. So first of all, the bot is based upon a brain model, and we're creating a new rhythm in the brain, right? Because the old rhythm's not working.
Yeah.
At least not the way we want it to. It's working, right, but not how we want. But when we take the headphones off and we're still hearing, what is that part again? Because I think you cut out.
Well, basically what the brain is doing is re-regulating itself.
Oh.
So that, and it used to be enough that third wave that is created by the other two waves, the left and right ear, is basically harmonizing and creating a better transition in terms of dealing with stress and other kinds of issues, so that becomes the main vibration within your brain.
I am so glad you said that, because my first thought was to panic.
Yeah.
That was my thought, but
yeah,
that was
exactly.
Not my feeling.
Yeah.
That was not my feeling. The thought was to panic, but the feeling was just to say to myself, something said
right.
to me, just calm down.
Right, exactly.
Sit there and breathe and let it do what it needs to do.
Right.
Now, this is what really freaked me out, Dr. Lawler. I volunteer at an organization. I've been a volunteer there over 30 years, and they have a food pantry every Thursday. That's why I'm never available on Thursday. And they have so much bread and cakes and pies and cookies, and you know that has been my challenge all my life. And after I took my first bar treatment on a Thursday morning before I went there, and when I walked in the door, boxes of bread and cakes and pies stacked sky high, and I looked at it. It looked at me, and I just, it's like I didn't even see it. It's like my brain did not register that you got to have a cookie. I was like, whoa, this shit works. Oh, excuse my friends. I'm sorry. This is phenomenal.
Right? Because I don't need sugar anymore.
Whoa!
I have no need, no desire for food that I don't need. It's not a have to. It's which specific food will fuel what my body needs today. That's how my mind works now.
Well, it's interesting that my wife, Susan, who does weight management program, we've used the bot a lot for it's kind of like a craving,
yeah.
Craving for french fries, craving for ice cream, craving for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It basically nullifies that craving within minutes, and so you lose that anxiety that promotes the craving. It's amazing.
Wow.
Well, I love that. And then, Dr. Debbie, I know you have to leave in 7 minutes, and the show ends in 7 minutes anyway, but
okay.
Is there something you want to add to that, like, or ask?
Definitely how to learn more and actually find out where I can obtain the bond.
Me.
especially, okay, you, okay.
Yeah.
And help learn a little more about it, so I can introduce it to the patients because this is such a needed thing, because we deal with patients that have addictions, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, the whole shebang, or whatever the mental illness, because there's so many of them. And if this can do exactly what you said can do, you know, this would just be phenomenal for them to have, because it's a game changer. It's a life changer.
Yes, it is.
You know, and I think this is so right now and ready, and I'm so overwhelmed to even be a part of it, because when you see people from the plateau that I see them every day, when they come in there and they are so downtrodden by this thing that they've been dealing with, that they feel they have no control over, that right there is the worst. So it's like, you know, watching a child that you can't help until they actually realize that they can reach up and be helped, if that makes sense. Because a lot of times they're so low in the rabbit hole that they can't actually come out of it. So this will be a really great, you know, tool to use.
It needs to be in schools. It needs to be in churches. It needs to be in homes. It needs to be part of the whole system. Dr. Frank, I did my homework. I had no idea who you are, and what you do. I was like, so here's a consultant on Dr. Phil's show. Get out of here. Because all the people who show up on Dr. Phil's show, they need some type of treatment. Mm-hmm. And so when Dr. Phil says, we have something available for you after the show that you can get some treatment with, I was like, oh, so that's the kind of treatment they're getting. No wonder they're getting better, because this is phenomenal.
So, and I want to point something out. I want to talk, and I'm going to do it like in under a minute. So my doctor, when I was at the beginning of my health journey, Dr. Michelle Kukla, she's the one who had the BOD in her office. And so the process, I think the best process is for a therapist, psychologist, psychiatrist to have this BOD available in the office for people to use for 20 or 30 minutes or 10, whatever. I mean, I flip and don't take it off. But no, at one point I did it. I'm just going to say, let's be real. So, but then that's their training ground, right? Mm. Where they're with you if you're one of those people and they're learning how. And then they can buy their own, because every family needs one.
Every household needs one.
Every household needs one. These are so affordable. They're, I mean, basically we're looking at under $500. It's $497, I think, or something like that, in tax and shipping. But you can't, this is neuroplasticity in a box, people.
Yes.
You can't do this any better.
I'm like, why doesn't the world know about this?
I
why
don't know. I think they were ready for me to be the mouthpiece.
we got the mouthpiece now, so we're telling the world.
This is crazy. This is so easy.
It's life changing. It's so easy. It's life changing.
Wow. Yeah.
And you don't get that in products that you purchase on a daily basis. I mean, yeah, they'll change your taste buds for a minute, or your environment for a minute, but we're talking about consistency here, and I need consistency. So thank you, Dr. Frank.
Yeah, thank you.
And pioneer that you are.
So I'm so compelled to say this because somebody needs to hear it. If you're stressed speaking to somebody, so I don't know who you are who's listening, but I'm being told by spirit to say this. If you're someone who gets stressed when you're speaking to somebody, you can actually wear the headset. But you wear it at your neck, okay? So you can be on the phone. They can't see that you have it on. Or I put it at my side if I'm on video.
Oh.
So you're still getting the vibration. And so whatever that person's saying that's pissing you off, you're not going to have an emotional trigger to it anymore. Now, I was in sales. Oh, gosh, I was in sales, and I use this consistently, and I don't care anymore about stuff. So, okay, that's because our thing's going to end. If you need more information, please call me, 847-738-0242. I'm going to run. I don't think that I have my number on the banner, but 847-738-0242. I will help you. Or you can go to Tucson Essentials. www.tucsonessentials, which is plural.com. When you go to the front page, there's a free consultation button right there, smack dab on the front of the page. Can't miss it. It's in orange. Okay. So click it. Pick a time for your free 20-minute consultation. We'll get you what you need. People, you deserve peace.
Yes, you do. And I am so very grateful. Thank you. Jody, thank you, Dr. Frank, for having the insight, the work that you do. I mean, you're changing lives. You'll be changing lives the rest of your life.
You'll be changing lives
when you're dead and gone. I'm sorry, not dead and gone, but when you made your transition. We'll still be talking about Dr. Frank Lawless.
That's right.
Well, everyone, thank you. I'd like to do this all again.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, I got everybody the next show date now. With Dr. Lawless. Oh,
I
got to
go have my boss. Bye-bye now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Make it a great day. Love, peace, and hair grease.
Bye.
Love, peace, and rock and roll. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining Self-Care. We are grateful that you stayed in, and we are going to run our ending of the show. If you have any questions, the number's on the scroll, 847-738-0242. There you go.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.